When the temperature starts to drop and the cold begins to settle in, anglers know it's time for only one thing: ice fishing. Ice fishing is an incredibly popular activity during the winter months, especially in Wisconsin. Wisconsin is known for having some great spots where you can drop your line and catch some great fish. However, if you're unfamiliar with these areas, then you may be looking for some advice on where to start ice fishing. Or perhaps you've grown tired of heading to the same lake every winter and are looking for a change of scenery. No matter why you're interested, we have a comprehensive list of the best lakes for ice fishing in Wisconsin. Anglers who enjoy ice fishing know that there's no other feeling quite like getting up early, heading to your spot, and waiting for the fish to bite. So if you're excited to get started, then check out some of the best lakes for ice fishing in America's Dairyland. Green Bay. Our list starts off with one of the more popular choices, Green Bay. Green Bay is a gorgeous basin of Lake Michigan. The body of water is incredibly large at 2 million acres and it is one of the most popular ice fishing spots in the country. Since Green Bay is such a large body of water, you'll run into quite large fish. The area is known for some pretty big walleyes. In addition, you can catch whitefish as well. There are other fish that swim in these waters as well, such as largemouth and smallmouth bass, yellow perch, northern pike, and rainbow trout, just to name a few. However, if you've never been ice fishing before, this may not be the most beginner-friendly lake. The lake can actually be quite dangerous as huge pressure cracks can cause the ice to shift and buckle. Keep this in mind if you're planning an excursion here. Be sure to get a bathymetric map and look out for spots where the water is at least 20 to 30 feet deep. Lake Winnebago. As the largest lake located only in Wisconsin, Lake Winnebago is known throughout the country as a fantastic fishing spot. Ice fishing at Lake Winnebago is an incredibly popular excursion that locals and out-of-towners both participate in. One of the biggest reasons so many anglers head here is because of just how huge it is. This means that there is plenty of room for you to spread out. There are tons of easy access points throughout the lake and plenty of bait shops as well. You'll have a chance to catch some pretty great fish, such as walleye, white bass, perch, lake sturgeon, panfish, and northern pike. Something to keep in mind is that as winter progresses, many of the fish begin to move toward the main lake basin. If you're willing to put in the effort of drilling holes and roaming the lake, you'll find tons of fish underneath the ice. Dairyland Reservoir. If you're looking for one of the best ice fishing spots in Wisconsin, look no further than Dairyland Reservoir. Dairyland Reservoir is a 1,870-acre lake located in Rusk County. What makes this such a popular choice for ice anglers is that it is technically part of a river. As it is part of the Flambeau River, this reservoir is filled with tons of fish. You'll be able to fish out crappie, walleye, pike, bass, and bluegill fish. However, the area does require a catch and release requirement for bass, so keep this in mind. This area gets especially busy on the weekends with anglers hoping to catch large pike. So be prepared to share the ice with others. If you're looking for a more private experience, try checking Dairyland Reservoir out during the weekdays. Green Lake. Also known as Big Green Lake or the Big Green, the Green Lake happens to be one of the deepest lakes in the state. The lake reaches a depth of 235 feet and has 7,920 acres. This means there's lots of open space here for you to engage in ice fishing. The ice here is generally ready for ice fishing by the end of January. There is plenty of fish that you can catch here, including walleye, pike, bluegill, and crappie. However, the fish that everyone comes to Green Lake for happens to be the white bass, since it is found in such large numbers here. It is important to keep in mind that the sheer size and depth of this lake means that this isn't necessarily a novice's paradise. The fish that swim through here are on the larger side, so you should come prepared to handle that. Boone Lake. Boone Lake is a 365-acre lake located in Oneida County, in Rhinelander. This lake is on the smaller side, and it is only about 30 feet deep. However, despite its small size, it is a popular ice fishing location. In fact, the weekends here are pretty chaotic because of how many anglers make their way to this little lake. Hodag Country, which is where this lake is located, is actually known as the ice fishing capital of the world. There are lots of fishing tournaments that take place in the area, as well as tons of lodging and amenities in the area if you plan on staying for more than one day. Some of the fish that you can catch here include walleye, bass, northern pike, muskie, and panfish. The boat launch area offers easy access to many of the best areas to ice fish here. If you happen to be at the north end of the main lake, you'll come across more shallow water. However, as you head in at about 17 feet and at roughly 21 feet, you'll find two holes present where you'll come across many bluegill and crappie fish. Madison Chains. The Madison chain of lakes, which includes Lake Mendota, Lake Monona, Lake Wabasa, Lake Kegunsa, and Lake Wingra, are some of the best options if you're interested in ice fishing. All five of these lakes are unique and will offer you a different ice fishing experience. The lake area usually freezes around the end of December or around the beginning of January. Once the lake freezes over, you can typically expect to be able to fish up until the end of March. Lake Mendota is the largest of the Madison chain of lakes. This lake is 9,781 acres and reaches a depth of 83 feet. It is known for having tons of perch, pike, crappie, bluegill, bass, walleye, and catfish. Lake Monona is another deep lake with a maximum depth of 74 feet. In the center of the lake, you'll find several 70-foot deep holes. Since a lot of the water in this lake is actually shallow, it is home to a wide population of fish, such as walleye, pike, and largemouth bass. Lake Wabasa is 2,074 acres and is also another shallow lake, with the deepest hole being 36 feet. Here you'll be able to catch lots of bluegills, crappie fish, and largemouth bass. Since the lake is smaller, it also freezes over quickly.